Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Capitalist Kid, A Surprisingly Fun Adventure Learning About Economics, is a children's financial literacy title from Savvy Publishing, and the sixth volume of The Financially Savvy, Kid's Guide. Available as a Kindle book, it presents economics through an adventure-oriented format rather than as a conventional textbook or workbook. Its stated purpose is to introduce young readers to money and economic ideas early, in language intended to feel positive, manageable, and useful. The book is positioned for children who may not yet encounter these subjects systematically at school, as well as for parents and educators looking for an accessible starting point for discussion. Available descriptions emphasize a central shift in perspective learning. Economics can help children notice opportunities rather than simply wait for them. This makes the book less a technical survey of economic theory than an introductory effort to connect everyday choices, money, and the wider economic environment. As part of a broader series on financial capability, it aims to make foundational knowledge feel relevant before readers face more complex financial decisions. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, economics is framed as an everyday tool for seeing opportunity. The most distinctive idea associated with Capitalist Kid is its framing of economics as a practical lens for recognizing opportunity, rather than treating the subject as distant material about governments, markets, or advanced mathematics. The book's description presents economic understanding as something that changes how a child interprets the world around them. That framing matters because children already encounter choices, limited resources, prices, work exchange, and wants in ordinary life, even when they do not use formal economic vocabulary. An introductory book can therefore make the subject concrete by helping readers ask why choices are necessary and how people identify ways to solve problems or create value. The emphasis on opportunity also gives economics an active dimension. It suggests that knowledge is not merely for memorizing definitions, but for paying attention to possibilities and consequences. This is a useful corrective to the idea that money education begins only when a child receives an allowance or opens a bank account. At the same time, the available description supports a broad introductory reading, not a claim that the book provides a complete theory of markets or capitalism. Its contribution is to establish curiosity and confidence around economic thinking. For young readers, that foundation may make later lessons about earning, saving, investing, or consumer decisions easier to understand in context. Secondly, an adventure format lowers the barrier to economic learning. Capitalist Kid is explicitly presented as a fun adventure, a format choice that is central to its educational purpose. Economics can appear abstract when introduced through isolated terms and rules, particularly for readers who have little experience with formal financial instruction. A narrative-based approach can reduce that barrier by placing ideas within a sequence of decisions, observations, and consequences. The available information does not provide verified plot details, character names, or a chapter-by-chapter outline, so the book should not be treated as a known fictional narrative with specific events. What can be said reliably is that it uses an adventure-oriented presentation to make the subject more approachable. This method is well-suited to early financial education, because it allows adults and children to pause over an idea and connect it to familiar situations. The goal is not to replace careful explanation with entertainment. Instead, the engaging format is meant to make readers willing to remain with concepts that might otherwise feel intimidating. This positioning also distinguishes the title from reference style guides that depend on lists, exercises, or definitions alone. A story-driven entry point may be particularly useful for independent readers who are more likely to absorb an unfamiliar topic when it is embedded in an appealing reading experience. The book's pedagogical value therefore rests on accessibility. It invites children into economic reasoning before technical language becomes a barrier. Thirdly, early financial literacy is treated as preparation rather than remediation. The book is built on the premise that children are ready to encounter money and economics before schools commonly address them in depth. This is an important positioning choice. Financial education is often presented as a response to future problems, such as poor spending habits or confusion about adult financial products. Capitalist Kid instead appears to emphasize preparation. Children can become familiar with economic ideas while their daily choices are still relatively simple and while questions about money remain naturally connected to family life and observation. That approach does not require children to make adult-level financial decisions. It requires them to begin developing language for choices and an awareness that money operates within larger systems of work, exchange, and decision-making. The potential benefit is cumulative. When a young reader later encounters budgeting, saving, investing, or consumer trade-offs, those subjects need not seem like unrelated rules. They can be understood as extensions of earlier economic thinking. The book belongs to a series that also addresses financial topics, which reinforces this catapulted role It is not described as a substitute for mathematics, civics, or detailed personal finance instruction. Its realistic value lies in supplying an early conceptual bridge across those areas. Parents and educators can use that bridge to begin low-pressure conversations, asking children to describe choices they notice and to consider how information can improve a decision. The result is an orientation toward learning, not a promise of instant financial expertise. Fourthly, the book connects personal money questions to a wider economic context. The Financially Savvy Kids Guide series is associated with money management and investing, as well as economic principles. And Capitalist Kid occupies the economics-focused place within that broader educational project. This context is significant because personal finance and economics are related but not identical. Personal finance concerns how an individual or family handles money. Economics considers the choices and interactions that shape the environment in which people earn, spend, exchange, and pursue opportunities. An introductory children's book on economics can help prevent money lessons from becoming a narrow set of instructions about saving or avoiding purchases. It can invite readers to see that financial choices occur within networks of other people, needs, work, and available options. The public description does not establish which formal concepts, examples, or models the book covers, so it would be inaccurate to attribute specific lessons on subjects such as inflation, supply and demand, taxation, or entrepreneurship. Its verified emphasis is broader, helping children understand money and economic ideas in an age-appropriate way. That breadth is useful for adults selecting the title. They should approach it as a conversation starter and a conceptual introduction, not as a comprehensive economics curriculum. Used alongside real-world discussions about everyday decisions, it can help a reader move from asking what something costs to considering why choices exist and how people respond to them. This wider context is what gives the book relevance beyond a single spending lesson. Lastly, positive language builds confidence but calls for guided discussion. Capitalist Kid is described as presenting economics positively so that children feel prepared and empowered rather than confused or overwhelmed. This tone is appropriate for an introductory book because anxiety can make money conversations feel inaccessible or moralizing. By treating economic learning as understandable and potentially useful, the book may encourage children to ask questions instead of assuming that finance is reserved for adults or specialists. The focus on confidence should nevertheless be understood carefully. Economic systems are complex, and no brief children's introduction can settle every question about how markets, money, or opportunity work. The book's title uses the language of capitalism. While the available material primarily confirms an age-appropriate introduction to economics, rather than a detailed political or historical defense of a particular system, adults can preserve the book's accessible tone while adding balance through discussion. They might ask how different people can experience the same economic situation differently, what information is missing before making a choice, or how opportunity can be connected to responsibility and fairness. Such questions do not undermine the book's purpose. They extend its central invitation to think actively. This is especially relevant for parents and teachers who want financial literacy to include judgment, not only confidence. The title's practical strength is its willingness to make a potentially daunting subject approachable. Its best use is as a starting point for continued inquiry rather than as the final word on economics. In conclusion, Capitalist Kid is best suited to children beginning to show curiosity about money, earning, choices, or how the wider world of economics affects ordinary life. It can also serve parents, caregivers, and educators who want an approachable shared reading resource before moving into more structured lessons on budgeting, saving, investing, or markets. Its likely benefit is not technical mastery. Instead, it provides an early vocabulary and a less intimidating attitude toward a subject that many young people do not meet clearly in school. The adventure-oriented presentation is its principal differentiator within children's financial literacy publishing. Many books for this audience focus tightly on practical habits, such as setting aside money, spending carefully, or making a budget. This title is positioned more broadly, using an engaging format to introduce economics as a way of understanding choices and noticing opportunity. That emphasis can help children connect personal money questions with a larger economic setting, because publicly available details do not establish a comprehensive curriculum or specific economic models. Readers should select it for accessible orientation rather than exhaustive instruction. Adults will get the most value by pairing the reading with concrete discussion about choices children already see at home, in shops, or in their communities. In that role, Capitalist Kid stands out as a gentle entry point. It seeks to make economics feel readable, relevant, and worth exploring, while leaving room for later, more detailed learning. If you would like to support Savvy Publishing, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.